from the Mills Fleet Farm studio, back to the KQ Morning Show.
Charlie Boone, the WCCO radio host who was the voice of mornings in Minnesota for nearly 40 years, died on Sunday. He was 88 years old. Boone and Erickson. Boone's 37-year collaboration with Roger Erickson was one of the most popular shows on radio from the 1960s to the 1990s. The partnership ended in 1999 when Erickson retired, but Boone continued to host a Saturday morning show until 2010. Charlie was one of the greatest talents in the history of radio broadcasting. I would agree with that. And certainly in the Twin Cities, he was unparalleled, said Mick Anselmo, market manager for CBS Radio in Minneapolis. When Erickson retired, the Star Tribune editorial page wrote, Boone and Erickson gave their listeners warm neighborliness, goofy humor, and a gentle kind of wit that virtually defined mainstream Minnesotan-ness. Yes, he used the word Minnesotan-ness.
Never heard that.
I haven't either. He was born in Newfoundland. He was a Newfie. Born in Newfoundland. Boone grew up in Connecticut, served in the U.S. Army Air Corps from 1945 to 1948. He came to WCCO Radio from Fargo in 1959. Was the station's first disc jockey, playing records on his show instead of introducing a live orchestra. I was lucky enough to meet Charlie Boone a couple of times. Nicest man you'd ever want to meet.
Agreed.
Just a really, really good guy. I met his son as well. Roger Erickson, another great guy.
You got to meet. I didn't ever meet them. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Huh. Nice guy, and I'm always interested in the up-and-coming folk. At the
yep.
You know, how you doing, youngster? And I was, 45 at the time.
Oh, you were a youngster. Yeah, I've said this before, so now's a good time to say it again. Minnesota does not understand the kind of talent that has come through this market on television, the writers at the newspapers, on radio. The talent in this state has been unbelievable. And do yourself a favor, if you don't believe me, go to New York City and watch television. It's horrible.
Tom, when we were in Vegas, those Paris bombings happened, and we were watching the local news.
Oh, it's horrible.
We had to turn it. They were showing the inside of a guy's ear as they were doing the report, that somebody was making a statement, and they were showing that. It's like, what kind of news is this?
I'm not making this up, by the way. The news anchor I was watching was a young woman whose name was, and I quote, Ricky Cheese.
Oh.
Spelled C-H-E-E-S-E.
Yeah.
Ricky Cheese is her name. But now, the state of Minnesota, the writers, well, we still have some of the greatest writers, Joe Soucheray, Pat Royce. You can get on the list. There are several others, obviously. But the radio, the newspapers, the television, fantastic talent has come through this town. There's no doubt about it. You think of course, Don Shelby and Dave Moore, many others. I'd get on the list, but I'd have to eventually include Passolt, so forget it.
No.
I'm not going to glorify him.
The thing with them, too, is that Minnesota connection. I mean, Pat Royce, he'll write about local baseball. And he has that insight that a lot of people don't have.
Mm-hmm. Town ball.
Yes, and it's just it's that Minnesota thing, and it's a treasure, really.
It is wonderful stuff. But again, I when I was a child, I listened to Boone and Erickson. That's yep, everybody sure. Listened to Boone and Erickson.
Waiting for him to close the school.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. Close the school,
yes.
Roger. Close the school, Roger.
Close it. Close it.
So, yeah, it's part of all of our lives, and for younger people, you could listen, you can hear them. They're, they have them over at the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame right over there in St. Louis Park, or you can find them on YouTube. I'm sure I've never looked, but I'm sure they got to be on there. But it's a different kind of radio,
mm-hmm.
And it lasted for a long time. When did they actually start the morning show together? It says in 1961, but I don't think it was that early.
I thought they were on for like 40-some years together.
37. Right?
37.
Yeah.
But I don't think they were on the morning show together for that long.
Oh, they weren't?
I don't think so.
I had heard they each had separate shows, and then they kind of overlapped somehow.
Yeah, they did.
I'll tell you what, at the height, I think their show had like a 50 share in the ratings.
It did.
Wow.
It was always, when I was a kid, it was always CCO AM was the number one station by like 20 shares, and then number two would be, WDGY.
That's right? Exactly what it was, too.
It was interesting because as a kid, and you probably know, feel the same way, your parents listen to that. So sometimes it would be like, oh, I want to listen to, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I moved to La Crosse, when I would hear them, it would be like, I'm home.
Yep.
You know, when CCO would start to come in, it was like, oh, I'm home.
I would always be at home waiting for the live orchestra.
Was that true? They really had a live orchestra in there?
Apparently they had live orchestras. This is long before our time, obviously. Wow. But a tip of the cap to Charlie Boone, a hell of a talent. I mean, we all learned something about how to do radio from Boone and Erickson, and then we screwed it up, of course. But, you know.
Did he do Point of Law?
Well, let me tell you something, Senator. I was coming down the stairs, and a man tripped me.
And yes. That was interesting, actually.
Yeah, they did a nice job with that.
Yep. And he said, Your Honor, the plaintiff did not.
I remember, like, driving home with my dad, and if Point of Law was on, we circled the block.
Yes.
And it was over.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And we'd always, my dad would take us to the Gopher basketball games, and we'd all come home. He'd take all the neighbor kids, and we'd listen to that theater at night. And that, I think that was a way for him to get us to just be quiet.
Calm down.
Yeah, because we actually would listen to it, you know.
I will tell you my favorite, because Charlie Boone handled the Southerner and the Easterner accents, and Roger Erickson handled the Minnesota accent, because Roger's from Minnesota. My favorite Roger Erickson joke of all time, and this is going back decades. I can't do the accent, but Roger in his Minnesota accent went, Ole and Sven were coming to America from Scandinavia by boat. And they were about halfway across the ocean when the seas got pretty rough. And Ole ran to the side of the boat and vomited. And Sven said, Ole, I never knew you had such a weak stomach. And he said, weak stomach? I'm throwing up just as far as everyone else.
Wow.
Get it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that joke.
Okay.
Because I was a little kid, man. Now, picture yourself as a little, like, 8-year-old kid hearing that joke.
Yes. Yeah.
It was phenomenal for a little kid.
Sure.
Weak stomach. I'm throwing up just as far as everyone else. Come on. So let me just close by saying, in my personal opinion, my view, it's an honor to work in the same market that Boone and Erickson worked in, and for a short time at the same time. So they were that good. They were tremendous. They were Minnesota then, man. They absolutely were.